Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Saturday AM Live. Your guest host, Elaine Matthews, wonderful dear friend. Couldn't think of anybody else to have a conversation with Dr. Stan Bogus. So, Elaine, if you're ready to rock and roll and have some fun, the call is yours.
Good morning. Thank you, Vance. And Vance is on his way to the airport, so I'm going to talk to Dr. Stan today. And Dr. Stan is from Erie, Pennsylvania. Are you there, Dr. Stan?
I am. Good morning.
Good. Good morning, Dr. Stan. How are you?
Just peachy this morning.
All right, great.
I'm really good.
Glad. If everybody could mute their line or you know, stay muted, I would appreciate it during the recording here with Dr. Stan. Thank you so much. Dr. Stan and I live about an hour from each other, and we've traveled with each other many times to Canada, up to different UCAN events. So we've got to know each other really well in the car and experienced a lot of, what should I say, fun? And,
yeah, and adventures.
Adventures, yes, adventures. Yeah. And we just came back from Canada. We were up there with Mike's big event, and we had an awesome time. I'm going to ask Dr. Stan to please introduce himself. He is a podiatrist. Like I said, he lives in Erie, Pennsylvania. He's been in UCAN longer than I have, and I've been in 21 years. And he's a diamond in UCAN. He's a wonderful man. He's been through a serious surgery recently, and we're just so glad he's doing so well. So please, Dr. Stan, share about your journey with UCAN. Thank you.
Wow. Well, that's quite a journey. You know, you give me... We talked earlier about the elevator speech in this. My journey is going to be an elevator speech. It's going to be difficult to do. But anyway, yeah, about 26 years, I got introduced to UCAN and really was not interested in doing anything with it, but my sponsor didn't realize how sick I was. I wasn't sleeping. Every muscle, every joint, every bone in my body ached. I wasn't sleeping. I mean, I couldn't even turn over in bed. I had to sit up and decide what side I was going to sleep on and sleep on that side, and then get up in the morning, have to prop myself up before I could get out of bed and get myself going. So, and nobody, I could not wave bye-bye with either hand. My hands were going numb. I was dropping instruments and this kind of thing. So I was really getting concerned. I had three offices that I worked at in Western Pennsylvania. And, you know, I saw patients on 7 days a week. I would see them Sunday after church and Saturday mornings for post-op dressing, because you don't do that during the week when you're trying to generate income, being that being a self-employed person, so to speak. You know, with that, Bob Kiyosaki's triangle or cross, you know, own a business, be a business, work for a company, and those things. But anyway, it was a good thing for three-way calls, because it wasn't actually a three-way call. I was invited for lunch with the fellow sponsor. He was a physician, by the way, and thought I would be beneficial to use with an access in my practice. But anyway, the sponsor, we had lunch. The sponsor was telling me about product testimonials in Georgia, and I couldn't. I mean, she was just coming from the heart. She was so sincere that I had to believe her, and I thought I'd become a distributor. Now, neither one of them knew how sick I was. I was wearing braces, and my hands to prevent the bye-bye thing. And I took them off because I was, you know, vanity. I didn't want people to know. So. But long story short, when I got my sleep system the first night on my sleep system, I slept for 4 solid hours. That's the first time in 12 years I slept that long. And I woke up with a headache and took Tylenol, went back to bed, slept like a baby, and woke up in the morning, jumped out of bed. I didn't have to prop myself up. So that was quite a they say epiphany and that kind of thing. But you know, I was just so stunned on how well I felt after that first night's rest that I knew I had something here with Nikan and the products. And I started to share the products with friends, and now I'm getting emotional.
That's all right, Dr. Stan.
So, 25 years later, here I am talking to you on a phone. I never thought I would live this long because I was so sick. And, you know the challenges that I went through, you know, and I bounced back 2 weeks. 2 weeks after, 4 weeks after heart surgery, I was back at work. 2 weeks after my back surgery, I was back at work. I just had, you made a comment about my recent surgery, which is probably the kind you would never want to think about, was cancer surgery of the esophagus. So I had that drastic surgery done. I was back at work 3 weeks after the surgery. And, you know, I have to owe this to my faith and the products, and Eli, you saw me in Canada.
You did awesome in Canada.
5 weeks postoperatively, I had my sleep system on my bed in the operating room, not in the operating room, in my hospital room. I asked the doctor, "Is it okay if I could bring my own mattress?" She said, "Sure." So I had my mattress, I had my pillow, I had my I actually used the cocoon. And I had the car seat, and when they set me up, I had the car seat, and I used blankets to cover myself. And she said, "Boy, you look so comfortable." I said, "I am." And I had the water system, and I, you know, they had the nurses fill it up for me. I wasn't going to drink their water. But look at, I mean, and they couldn't believe the kind of recovery I had. People would say, when I had my post-op visit, the doctors couldn't believe how well I looked and how my attitude was, you know. And then here I am talking to you guys this morning, and I appreciate the opportunity that Vance asked me to do this. But I apologize for...
You're doing very well, and I tell you, Dr. Stan King...
Go ahead. You know, I'm passing the ball to you. Go ahead. You're the comedian of the group, and we had a ball up in Canada, so you can tell them what we went through.
Oh, I tell you, Dr. Stan, with his surgery, he has to eat every few hours because his stomach now is up in his chest. And so we stopped every few hours, and we got something to eat and went to the bathroom and those kinds of things. And when they brought our dinner out at the big event on Saturday night at the gala, it was steak and shrimp and vegetables, and oh, it was so good looking and so delicious. But I looked at Dr. Stan. I was sitting aside of him, and I thought, oh, how much of this can he eat? Because I was watching what he was eating on the way up, and I want you to know he ate everything on each plate except that potato. I think everything, the steak, the shrimp, the vegetables, were gone. And he said, "That was really a good meal." And I just said, "You did an awesome job of eating that." He took his time and he did well. He sure didn't look like 3 weeks or 4 weeks prior he had surgery. He was walking great. And Dr. Stan is, I'm 71, and I say Dr. Stan is a little bit older than I am. So we kept up with him a little bit, didn't we? We kept up with him pretty good with all our travels and parking the car in the basement and getting that luggage upstairs. You know, it was a challenge, but wow. We did really well,
yeah.
And your determination to go and be on that medical panel and share on stage was wonderful, and I thank you for what you did.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And Madeline did such a wonderful job of narrating that, and we had Dr. Tom Modulasis, and we had Dr. Melanie Caldwell, and Randy Roth was on too. And if you can find it, I'm sure it might be on Michael's Facebook page, recorded, or maybe Madeline has it. It should be out there somewhere. You know, please watch it. There were so many wonderful things that happened at Canada and events. Dr. Stan, is there any one thing that stood out with you about the event in Canada and the speakers?
Well, the whole event was just an awesome thing, and somebody, I don't know who it was, some official said that the event was one of the finest that they've ever attended, even comparing it to the company events that we used to have. But it really was first class. One thing that I was impressed with, it started right on time. I mean, you didn't wait, you know, and past seminars when we go to them, they would start at 8:00 in the morning, but by the time everybody got to their chairs and that kind of thing, they started at 8:30, and then it went longer. But this is my time, and we started at 8:00, right on the button, and we ended right on the button. That was impressive. That the fact that it ran so smooth. Another thing I really enjoyed was the fact that, because of the visitors from out of the country, we were able to listen in translation almost simultaneously what they were saying in Spanish or French. French, they did have, I think their interpreter was up on the stage. But the fact to listen to these well diamonds and diamonds from South America tell their story and in their language, and you could hear it. The translations were excellent like that. So you got a feel for what was going on outside the United States and how people were building their businesses. That was, you know, powerful. And I think the best takeaway I got from this was Richard Brooks. When he got up on the stage, and he's such a powerful man. I've read his books, but never saw him in person. Maybe when he was with Mike, interviewing Mike. But here's a fellow that was working in a chicken farm that made a lot of money. I mean, his story is, you got to look at his story. It might be on YouTube someplace. But, you know, he said, Nican is a legacy company. That really made me feel good. Excellent, actually. Made me feel really good about Nican. Because he really did his homework, I think, when he researched everything out before he did his presentation. And the fact that he said, you know, Nican's been around for 40-some years, and they've had, you know, all companies had hills and valleys, and they're still here. He said, they're still here. And he talked about other companies that come and go, even his own company that he had. He had made a lot of money in it, and all of a sudden, he was involved in the company. It wasn't his own. And all of a sudden, he was doing so well, and, you know, it went closed up, and his downline lost all the money and that kind of thing. But he was persistent and followed other networking companies, right? I really don't know his involvement with other MLMs. And that the fact that he said Nican is a legacy company and it's going to be around, that was, I think, the icing on the cake. The other thing he said was, I lost my train of thought. No, it'll come back to me. So I mean, that was my takeaway, Elaine. What about you? Tell the group about your wonderful experience on how your elevator speech works when we were checking out.
Well, I came down to check out. I was standing there in line. I went up, and I had my meal replacement drink in my hand, and I set it up on the counter, and a young lady was taking care of me, and she said,
right away, she said, "Wow, that drink looks really good and interesting." And she said, "Is that a meal replacement drink?" I said, "Oh, yes." I said, "I've been doing this with this company for over 20 years. And I said, "I start my mornings with my meal replacement." And they said, I shared a little bit about it, you know, with the pure protein. And I didn't say a whole lot. And I turned around and I asked her, you know, she does anything else? Has she gone to college or is she in college? And she said, mm-hmm. "Oh, I'm a holistic nutritionist." And wow, I couldn't believe what we shared from then on. It was just amazing. And she gave me her cell number and her name, and she said, "I want to know more about this shake and this breakfast meal replacement and the company." And, you know, she said, "There's quite a few of you people here today, isn't there?" I said, "We've been here for the weekend. A lot of us were checking out. It was Sunday morning, and we were checking out to head back towards Pennsylvania. But I have talked to her since, and I'm still talking to her. So following up with her, and we'll see where it goes." But it's amazing. It's just amazing sometimes what happens. And is there any elevator speech that you would like to share, Dr. Stan, that you've used that maybe is short? You know, on anybody, or is there anything that you would like to share that you say to you know, people you meet on the street or in your practice or you know, how do you say anything to the people about Mekan or do you wait till you get to know them better? That's what I usually do, of course. I asked a lot of questions first, like I did with her that morning at the hotel. Is there anything you'd like to share?
Well, you know, I was thinking last night was the first Friday of the dinner club that I belong to. And that was the first night out, actually, other than the seminar in Toronto that I went out. It's, you know, it's first Friday, it's the hors d'oeuvres and half-price drinks, and they have a nice, you know, dinner program, dinner menu. But I didn't stay for dinner, but we were sitting at the round table, and this gal came up to me. I know her from church, and she's a Latino. She's a lieutenant colonel in the Navy. She's interested in becoming a minister. And she gave me a big hug and she said, "You know, you're looking so great. How I didn't see in church last Sunday." And I, you know, I gave her my excuse. And she was there with her boyfriend. So they sat down and said, "But you can't, you know, because of my surgery." They all knew what was going on with me. "But you're looking so great." And her boyfriend said, "Stan, are you drinking alkaline water?" I said, "Man, I've been drinking alkaline water for I don't know how many years." He said, "Really?" And she said, "What kind of water are you drinking?" I said, "Mekan water." I said, "You know, if you go to the church house, you'll see that water system over there. I put that in the church house so we could all have good water to drink." And she said, "Well, I'd like to know more about the water and the Mekan." So we have a meeting set up, and hopefully by the, what is our next big program is on the 17th, I think it is, that Saturday.
Yes, you're right.
We'll be doing a program, and I'll have, yeah, but I'll meet with her before that, and you know, that would be my break, maybe, hopefully, into the Latin American community here in Erie, and maybe elsewhere, because she was from, born and raised in Panama, but she's a beautiful girl, and she's very smart. She's got 3 degrees, and she's interested in looking further. So that was my element. This is, yes, I'm drinking alcohol.
Yeah, it's
a wonderful
story.
I have patients, when I talk to patients, especially for neuropathy, they usually ask me, maybe, "What about these treatments that are in the paper? You know, there's a couple of advertisements in the paper on diabetic neuropathy, and And from my knowledge of these treatments, they don't really work. They might have, unless it's something new that I'm not aware of, but I've not heard a lot of success stories with this. And if they're, usually the success is, you know, they're feeling good for about an hour or a day or so, and then they have to go back for more treatment. So I usually tell them, I say, well, you know, there's an alternative that you might want to look into, and it's the magnetic insult. And I usually try to tell them a little bit of the documentation from Dr. Weintraub's studies and that kind of thing. And they said, well, how do I get them? And I said, well, I have them here. And then I just dispense them. But I stopped building a business that way. However, I have patients that I talked to. One lady came in, and she was concerned about her son because he can't find a job. And I guess he had some DUIs, and that's on his record or whatever. So I called him the other day and left a message that I'd like to talk to him about his career, or what his chances, what he wants to do with his life. But his mom called me, and she said she'll have him get in touch with me, because I don't know what's going on in the family life, but I know that she was concerned because he's a smart kid. He's probably in his 40s or 50s, and he can't find work. His resumes are wonderful, but the point is that he's got a record of DUI, and they're not going to hire him. So there's another opportunity for him. He's been in the sales businesses, so he's got a lot of networking, I think, you know, with clients and other people.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, But I don't have any kind of a special elevator speech. If I'm talking to somebody that I've never met before, I might, try to start up a conversation with them and see how we can go from there and, try to build a relationship that way.
Very good. Very good. Well, I was trying to think of what else we might have experienced on our trip that we could share about. Do you have any other suggestions or any thoughts about our trip or about Canada that you'd like to share? Or I am so impressed how well you did. And it's just truth positive, a wellness home. And how you took
Amen.
All this product to the hospital and how you used everything, even in the hospital. And at home, you have everything. And I know I went in your house for a little bit just when I got there to use the bathroom. And boy, there was the old waterfall setting, and I thought, oh my goodness, It was just amazing.
Yeah.
This is your downstairs near your office. And I saw Mikan as I was going into the house different places. And I thought, Dr. Stan surely lives the life of a wellness home and has a wellness home.
Oh, I have them. I have them. I have water systems and all my, I have four bathrooms here in the house. I have a water system, the showers on all the bathrooms. In all the showers, I have, in my own bathroom, I used to have a water filter system, the old canister one. And that sort of petered out on me, so I have a water bottle in my bathroom now. But I have the under the sink system, that old one that we have. And in my bathroom downstairs at the office, you saw I have the old canister water system.
Mm-hmm.
I have air purifiers in practically every room of the house. I'm a wellness home guy. I got I have sleeping pads, pads for the cats. The dog used to sleep on it. However, we had to put him down because he was like 16 years old, but he loved that pad. He would sleep on that pad, and the cat would snuggle up next to him on it, and they drink the water, and the dog loved the joint tabs. I don't even know if we still have them now, right? Because we don't have a dog. But yeah, no, it's a wellness home. I recommend it.
It is. And you're back working again, just part-time. Would you like to share a little bit about that and how that came about? And I know you love what you do, and I've heard you say you wanted to do it till you were over 100, be a podiatrist, and work on tooth, right?
Yeah. Well, no, yeah. Well, recently, it's probably about 4 years ago. I was, here in Erie, and kind of building my NECAM business, and I had a colleague, a young fellow. He was 60 years old. He called me and said, "Sam, would you mind coming out of retirement and run my practice for me? He had pancreatic cancer." And I said, "Well, yeah, sure." So I went through all that stuff and took my exams all over again to be board certified and did all that. And I worked in his practice for about almost 2 years, I guess. And then he died. But I'm not going to get into the whole thing about it. But, sometimes when you help people out and they're friends, sometimes things don't work out like they should work out, and you can't make reasonable agreements to take over a practice and that kind of thing. So another practice became available, and I took that over. And he passed away about 2 years ago now. But I'm still back in podiatry. I work 2 days a week. The fourth day is usually doing a lot of paperwork. And then they have a 1 day for open for foot surgery. But I enjoy it, and I have to tell you, I'll be really honest. It's not like it was. I mean, the paperwork, the fact that they're cutting back reimbursements, and that's getting worse. That square that she helped me out, Elaine, that you keep Bob Kiyosaki's...
Kiyosaki, yes.
You see that picture of the doctor with his being your own business? When I see that picture, boy, that really hits me, because I said, yeah, I'm the doctor doing my business, but my business is my business. I'm there, I'm working. If I'm not there, there's no income coming in. And then that picture, there's a picture above that of the girl. I think it's a girl in a box. She's boxing because she's an employee. And then you have the other one on the right-hand side, a McDonald's thing, and then you have Warren Buffett on the lower right-hand side because he's making all this money. Well, I want to tell you that being a doctor is a lot of fun, but the business end is not, to me, it's worth it, but it's difficult. And, and I see the value of what I have in NECAM and to build that the way that we work with Mike, and trying to promote a healthy lifestyle and at the same time enjoy the kind of income that you would hope to have.
Yes, I mean, look at his children, right? Look at his children that shared. And the life that they've experienced, right? And
they're wonderful kids, and I mean, their dad taught them well, and it's all of Mike's attitudes and how to treat people, deal with people. It's wonderful.
And they're
appreciative. It's humans being more, aren't we? Right.
Exactly.
That's what we have
to do. Yeah, and they share beautifully from the stage, all three of them. And I think Mike Jr. is maybe 16, and then the girls are in college, and they all shared, and it was just a a wonderful, touching presentation. And they were at the party on Saturday night, and when Mike got the award for the Royal Diamond, Human Being More Award, his daughter presented it to him, and it was a very, very touching moment for everybody, including Mike and his daughter. So it was just a beautiful event. It was classy. It was elegant. We had the red carpet treatment, which I felt like I was at the Oscars. You know, it was beautiful. Yes, it was just beautiful. And then the awards that they received were beautiful and heavy. And actually, those awards were made by the same company that makes the Oscars. And they weighed 6
right.
pounds. So, and they're just gorgeous. What an award and what a success story for these people that have won them. And that also is recorded. Like you said, it's probably on YouTube or Facebook under Mike. Or I know Barbara Satterwhite won one of the awards. It probably might be on her site. So, and right now, what's going on but the big weekend event in Texas? And I know I wish I could be there, and the excitement of everything, and just all the knowledge that's going to be shared in Texas this weekend. But there's certain things we can do, and there's certain things we can't do, and I need to build my business right now. So that's what I'm doing here. I'm in Western Pennsylvania. I'm down near, I'm halfway between Pittsburgh and Erie is where I live. And Dr. Stan, right. it was really a pleasure talking to you today. And anytime you want to go to Canada, just let me know if there's an event.
Well, I hope
you'll take
me. Let me say this. I think that you're right about the event. I think that anybody that was there at the event was successful. Well, we all didn't get our, and I congratulate those people that got the award. But if you didn't walk out of that event feeling successful, you know, there was something wrong, that you missed something out of the whole weekend. Because I came out, you came out feeling successful. Right in the car, we both felt successful that we, by attending it and what we got out of it. That was a success. Now we have to follow through on it, just like you're doing and like I'm doing. So, yeah, it was great. So with that, I'll let
hey,
you
Lane.
Do what you got to do.
Yes, yes.
Hey, this is Mark Satterwhite. I just want to say something. Stan, you absolutely looked wonderful. I can't even imagine having a suffragectomy and 3 weeks before whatever, and you looking so vibrant, so... It was incredible, and you are a true story of what we're all about, and you're sharing your story like you do with such passion. It truly is the epitome of me, Ken, and the human thing more. So I just want to congratulate you for all that you've been through and all that you persist in doing. And you're absolutely right about what you just said, and that's why I still have this feeling of, wow, you're confident. If you don't feel more confident about you can and why you're doing it, then you've missed the boat. Because with that environment, with that knowledge, with that, you know, like you said, the Richard Brooks reassuring or reaffirming what we have with you can, it just truly, and then the love and the compassion and the hugs. And, yeah, I came away from that just obviously on a high. And but again, I was just thinking the other day about and writing a note about how much better I even feel. And, you know, I've always loved me, Ken, and I'm always confident about it, but I feel 100% more confident.
Right.
So
yep.
I thank you for sharing.
Thank you. Very well said, and I think we all can agree. This is the lady that won that award, and now we all know why. She has a heart of gold, and she's so compassionate and caring and kind. Thank you for sharing, Barbara.
Oh, thank you, Elaine.
You're welcome. I have to tell you, the
award, everyone can go for it, I'm telling you. All you have to do is work. Now, it's fun work, it's work, but it's fun. And the more sharing you do, the more you're helping people, and why not go for it? And truly, like Elaine said, it literally is like the Academy Awards. I just love picking it up and holding it every day. So everybody can do it, okay? Everybody can go for it. And you know what it means? It means that you're, not only are you, say, you're working towards the award, but you're really building your team when you're doing that, and that's what it's all about.
Absolutely.
So go for it, guys.
Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing, Barbara. I appreciate it. And I want to say to Mike and Bo and their team, thank you from the bottom of my heart. It was a very moving, loving, kind, compassionate presentation. Very educational too. It's like Barbara said. If you didn't walk away from there feeling very special and very blessed to be part of this company, something was wrong, because everybody was greeted with hugs and love and kindness and special. Everybody was. And we are a special group of people. And we are working hard and diligently to get the word out there. So thank you, Dr. Stan. And I would like to just make a couple announcements that Vance told me about.